From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield, topping our report this hour. An obituary has been published for a woman who went missing in Island Heights. Officials report that 65-year-old Karen McKenna left home at about 4 Monday morning. News 12 reported the search for her was focused in the area of Nelson's Marine Landing along the boardwalk in Island Heights. Unnamed law enforcement told New Jersey 101.5 a body was found in Barnegat Bay Tuesday morning, but they wouldn't confirm its identity. Our state does not currently have a deposit return system for soda and water bottles, but some lawmakers wonder if implementing such a system could increase recycling rates here in the Garden State.
Environment advocacy groups say some states with plastic bottle deposit laws up and running have recycling rates way higher than New Jersey's. But Gary Sondermeyer with the Association of New Jersey Recyclers says the state should absolutely not consider a bottle bill. For one, facilities count on aluminum and bottles for a big chunk of revenue.
What you're going to do is put in jeopardy the entire recycling infrastructure of the state.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Business groups continue to fight back against Governor Murphy's proposal to institute a fee for big profit businesses in order to create a dedicated New Jersey transit funding source. Michelle Sikirka with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association says they're hearing concerns from executives.
This is a long-term impact that if New Jersey companies can't invest their next 10, 100, or 1,000 jobs here in the state of New Jersey, but they choose to do it outside the state, that is no better than that company picking up 100% and leaving the state.
Businesses in the southern segment of New Jersey say the region doesn't benefit much from New Jersey transits. And a new report can tell you if you're still earning enough to be considered middle class. Finance site Smart Asset analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau and the Pew Research Center to determine the salary range in all 50 states. The national middle class salary range is $49,271 up to $147,800. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are you ready for a bit of a chill on Thursday? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It'll be breezy through the evening hours, but that'll diminish into the overnight. It'll turn out clear and colder. Some areas of frost will develop inland, even a freeze in some of the coldest spots. Lows will be mostly in the mid to upper 30s, but closer to 30 in the coldest spots in the northwest hills. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow. A cooler day. Highs 55 to 60, closer to 50 at the shore. Clear and chilly again tomorrow night with areas of frost. Lows in the 30s, and a good deal of sunshine Friday. Highs in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
58 degrees in Somerville, 60 degrees Asbury Park, 62 in Woodbury. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.